Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony La Russa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Cunningham scores. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin fires to first and picks off Rakow. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Cimoli moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump strikes out. 1 out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0 for 1 in the game. La Russa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss is hit by the pitch. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco, who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Weiss goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. Landis moves to third. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Montegudo now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Montegudo fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Hansen moves to second. 1 out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson tags and scores. Hansen tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. La Russa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive towards the mound. Peters catches it and throws to first to double up Seaborn. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 3-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montegudo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. La Russa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0-2 in the game. La Russa takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Aurelio Montegudo. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Loveridge now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-3 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. La Russa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Del Greco scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.